Hopalo is a Central and South American herb that's made its way north to New York City farmers' markets. A tender, leafy green, hopalo is most often used raw and tastes like a combination of cilantro, arugula, and mint. While hopalo grows wild in Mexico, it has become increasingly available in the Northeast thanks in part to Hispanic farmers who cultivate the herb. Michelle Hughes is the director of Grow NYC's new farmer development project. The program is helping immigrant farmers who have backgrounds in agriculture establish sustainable farms here. She works with several farmers who grow hopalo, and she's here to talk about the herb for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Michelle.
Thanks, Amy.
Before we start talking about hopalo, tell us how the new Farmer Development Project's farmers are doing. Have their farms been incapacitated because of the recent rains and floods?
They have. We've had a lot of losses, especially in the Orange County area, which is about an hour and a half northwest of the city in the Black Dirt region. There was a lot of flooding from the Wallkill River. There are 22 farmers in our project, and we have about 9 that are in that area. And depending on where they were in relation to the river, they were more or less affected, but some of them had close to 100% crop loss.
And I understand that they are not going to see any federal money to help recover these losses.
Right. Unless they had crop insurance, which a lot of farmers in our project didn't have, they won't really be able to take advantage of any federal disaster relief.
And Grow NYC is raising money on their behalf.
Right. So far, they've been able to raise a significant amount of money that they'll distribute depending on need and crop losses.
And if folks want to contribute, where do they go?
They can go to the website, grownyc.org.
Now, back to hopalo. How has it fared in this weather? Does it like rain? Lots of it?
No, it's actually a really kind of a delicate plant. It's sort of sensitive. It's really sensitive to cold as well, and so a lot of it was lost, and so it is a lot less available in the markets now.
How is this herb used?
Well, it's mostly used raw. Traditionally, families will keep almost a bouquet of it on the kitchen table that they would use during the meal, and so each person could sort of pick how much they want to have to flavor their food. It's also used in tacos. There's a traditional Mexican sandwich called a semita that is fried chicken or beef cutlet. Mexican people will say it's not a semita unless it has hopalo. And it's also
just like
used,
it's not guacamole unless you use cilantro.
Right. But actually, hopalo was originally the herb that was used in guacamole. And when you can't find it, cilantro sort of is the backup herb. So it is traditionally used in guacamole and tacos and sandwiches and salads.
Hopalo is popular in Puebla. There's a lot of alliteration in that sentence. Puebla is just east of Mexico City. Where else is hopalo used? Is it a regional specialty?
It is regional. A lot of people in other parts of Mexico don't use it, and a lot of Mexican immigrants in New York City aren't familiar with it. It has a range from Texas, New Mexico, all the way down to South America. And people in Bolivia actually use it as well. They call it quilquina, and they use it in culinarily and also medicinally.
What markets can I find it in?
You can find it at the Poe Park Market in the Bronx on Tuesdays, Sunset Park Market in Brooklyn on Saturdays, actually quite a few markets.
So are these farmers who grow hopalo specifically designating markets in mostly Hispanic areas?
They are.
To sell it?
Right. That's where their customer base is, although it's really catching on and lots of people are becoming familiar with it and demanding it.
Michelle Hughes is the director of Grow NYC's new farmer development project. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Amy.
To learn more about hopalo and to get a recipe for semitas, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.